We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dan, there is talk, there are plans for the possibility of schools to be reopened after the coronavirus pandemic put an end to in-person teaching in March. And what concerns have you heard from teachers about a return to in-school learning?
Well, there's obviously a lot of concerns, and it comes from a lot of different areas. The biggest one on our end is the moving target that the state has really set with us. There hasn't been, solid guidance. And if you really look at a lot of the guidelines that have been put out, depending on which packet you read that the state's released at this point, a lot of it has some very ambiguous language that doesn't clearly outline what social distancing is and some of those other things. Obviously, for teachers on our end, we want to make sure that not only our members, the staff of the buildings are safe, but also the students. It's of the utmost importance. I have two children of my own that attend Niagara Falls City School Districts, and it's very important that they're absolutely safe. So when we start talking about social distancing, do we have enough space to accommodate it? Is there enough room to put all of those procedures and policies in place, within the hallways? And, how are we going to get back to doing some of the things that we normally do? There's obviously a lot of concerns with, if we can do that effectively.
How concerned are teachers about their health as well as the health of their students?
I think you're always concerned about yourself. Obviously, depending on whether you fall into some of the risk factor categories, and I think personality also, plays into how concerned you are as well. But, I know teachers across New York State are obviously, a more experienced group than maybe in some other states where typically teachers may be quite a bit younger. So obviously age, as you, get into, the 50 and past range, it begins to present itself along with, the other health concerns that, just come generally with different populations in any profession. So, that is a big concern, ensuring the safety of those people. Is obviously, something that all the districts really have to importantly look at. It's something we've been looking at with our district, and, we've had conversations all right along, and no determinations have been made as to what we can do with it. But I think it is clearly outlined in the CDC, in the guidelines that have been put out recently, that there do need to be accommodations made for them, as well as students that present risk factors as well, and can be very vulnerable to or susceptible to the virus and some of the unfortunate outcomes that it presents.
You brought up a meeting with the Niagara Falls School District as far as plans for reopening for in-person teaching, and what have you heard from them as far as plans, as far as keep social distancing and the like?
It's been very limited to this point. We do have upcoming meetings. The district has, made it a point to involve us in the process. I think it's really important to have teachers involved in that process because they're the ones that are in the classroom, obviously, every day. So they know best. They understand, typical behaviors of students and patterns of, regular activities in schools and what social distancing, accommodating that and making that possible is going to take place. But we haven't had any specifics, mainly because of, we've really been waiting for the state to release some of those guidelines and put some of those things out. And obviously it's been coming out in small bits and pieces, and, the districts are tasked with creating those plans prior to the end of the month and then the state somehow miraculously will review 700 plans in a week's time and come out with more information that will be available to school districts. But it's obviously been difficult with all the moving parts to this point.
How likely do you feel that school will be open for in-person instruction in September?
I think it seems to be with the infection rates that we have in Western New York, if they were to hold consistent as to where they are now, I think it's likely that we'll see it in some fashion. What capacity is it in, and I think another problem that obviously we're all going to face is, certain parents are obviously not going to feel comfortable sending their children back to school initially until they see how things work out as well. So I think all of those things, working through the guidelines, also, I think it's going to be important for each district to really identify, who are the most vulnerable and at risk and how does that, what outlook does that have for staff, is a big concern. Also, I think a bigger concern is we've seen shortages in substitute teachers over the course of the last few years. I think once you have an outbreak or you have someone who's exposed and they have to self-quarantine for a certain period of time, I think we're really going to run into some issues as it comes to, making sure that we have people in front of classrooms and the situation, being very fluid. I think it's very difficult to plan for some of that, when you don't know until that day that teacher's going to be out. As educators, we all want to be back in the classroom with students as much as possible, but that is obviously superseded with, putting everyone's students, families, and teachers and their families as well in a safe environment, that provides some security and peace of mind that, they won't be unnecessarily exposed to something that, has potentially deadly ramifications.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.